The chairman of the Ghana Prison Service Council, Reverend Dr. Stephen Wengam, says the council will soon meet to decide on the utilization of funds and the appointment of trustees to administer the Efiase Project Trust. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Dr. Wengam promised to ensure the transparent utilization of funds for the benefits of inmates of the country's prisons. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwatin.
Every pledge that was made that day was more of a pledge, and I remember seeing only one check. So I've given the planning committee up to the end of next week to bring their report to me, and then they will let us know how much was pledged. Then I'll call a council meeting, present the report to them, then we'll establish the modalities as to how to disperse the funds, what progress to address first. But I want to remind the public that the monies are pledges. Somebody can decide to use 1 year to pay an amount pledge, or 6 months, or 3 months. So we expect the public to be very patient with us. I've made the promise to Ghanaians, we'll deliver on the promise. Every CD, every peswa that is donated will be guided by the 10-year strategic plan in making sure that we solve the problems confronting Ghana prison service.
Assuming you have enough funds or you're able to redeem most of the pledges, when do you actually intend to start rolling out projects for the benefits of dear brothers and sisters behind bars?
We have to meet as a council. We are currently, we've asked the Director General of Prisons to come up with a blueprint for the implementation of the 10-year strategic plan. So the blueprint will guide us. We'll look at the needs and categorize them. We'll look at the very urgent. We'll look at, the ones that are key. And for us, high on the agenda is skills training. We would like to equip the skills training centers, the tailoring shops, the carpentry shops, the tie and dye outfit. We want to equip them with tools so that they can give them skills training. So that next year, by this time, by the time His Excellency the President decides to grant amnesty, all those beneficiaries must come out with some skills training.
If we should assume that you're able to redeem all the pledges at the launch, I'm not sure that will be enough to meet your target. What are you going to do to reach out to more people?
For the past 6 months, we have been embarking on courtesy calls to various organizations. And I realized that about 99% of the corporate bodies who were present were those who were able to visit. We intend to continue.
Dr. Wengam confirmed the visit by President Mahama with Finance Minister to the prisons tomorrow. He outlined the expectations of the council.
The president gave us his word, and I trust him. He's a man of integrity. So we are getting ready to visit the prisons tomorrow. I'm most excited about the news that his Minister of Finance is going to accompany him. All of us saw the chilling documentary, Ibrahim Kwating of GBC, put together for the launch. Everybody was moved to tears, and that was key in getting people to make financial commitments to support Project Efiase.
Chairman of the prisons, Service Council, Dr. Stephen Wengam.